The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danka, Manisha Tank with you. Even though it's Veterans Day in the United States, there's still a lot of headlines coming out of the U.S. over the weekend.
Yeah, top of the headlines were the U.S.-China trade negotiations. That's as President Trump says that talks with China are moving along very nicely. But that reports about how much the U.S. was ready to roll back its tariffs on China were incorrect.
Yeah, so Thursday last week, signs were pointing toward a first phase deal that would include a tariff rollback. So he also highlighted that China wants a deal more than the United States. Best thing you can do is just have a listen to what President Trump had to say.
I'd like to have a rollback. I haven't agreed to anything. China would like to get somewhat of a rollback, not a complete rollback, because they know I won't do it. But we're getting along very well with China. They want to make a deal. Frankly, they want to make a deal a lot more than I do. I'm very happy right now. We're taking in billions of dollars. I'm very happy. China would like to make a deal much more than I would.
Yes, that very recognizable voice that was US President Donald Trump on the status of the US-China trade negotiations. And meanwhile, excerpts of former US ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley's book, have been revealed. And it is not good news for President Trump.
Yeah, because according to the book, former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly tried to undermine the president's decisions because they said that he didn't know what he was doing.
And finally, House Democrats have flatly denied Republicans' request to call the anonymous whistleblower to testify during upcoming public impeachment inquiry hearings. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham says that the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump is invalid unless the identity of the anonymous whistleblower is revealed.
To help us with this week's Washington Report, here's Stephen Okun, founder and CEO of APEC Advisors, on the line. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
What an exciting week we have for us ahead. So everything in the news right now, how likely do you think it is that the U.S. ready to lift some of those tariffs to secure this trade deal with China?
Well, President Trump has made very clear that he really only wants to sign this deal if President Xi comes to Iowa, right? Because that becomes a political win for President Trump. So you have to look at everything now in the prism of the election, the 2020 campaign. And if President Trump can get President Xi to come to Iowa to sign the deal, I'm sure President Trump would lift those tariffs. But if President Xi doesn't want a signing ceremony, or there was talk that it happened in Macau, this deal is worth less to President Trump. So I think this is part of a negotiation, and we don't have this phase one agreement signed. And let's see if China is willing to insert itself into the U.S. political campaign. They may not be willing to do that.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to see how that one's going to go, Stephen. Meanwhile, things seem to be hotting up on Capitol Hill with all these book launches. So former ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, she's claiming that former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly tried to ignore Donald Trump and his policies in what they claim was an effort to save the country. This coming out in her new book. It's going to be released tomorrow. Do you think this is a blow for Trump?
Oh, no, it's the exact opposite. This is exactly what Trump supporters, want to hear, that there's these never-Trumpers out there, there's a deep state, that he's being undermined from within, and that if Donald Trump were just able to carry forth his policies, he'd make America great again. So this is exactly what's going to pump up his base. And anybody who doesn't, agree with Trump, and certainly the Democrats, well, this isn't anything new to them. They've believed this all along. So really, this isn't about Donald Trump, and it's not about Tillerson or Kelly. This is about Nikki Haley. And it's about Nikki Haley, who's trying to thread the needle to position herself for her presidential campaign, be that in 2024 or beyond.
Interesting how everything happening out of the U.S. right now, you seem to have that presidential election angle at just about every piece of news that's coming out. And that's something that we got to put in that prism, like you mentioned earlier, huh?
Yeah, well, this is, we call this the silly season in U.S. politics. And this season's even sillier than the previous ones we've gone through during presidential campaigns.
Okay, well, let's talk about this impeachment inquiry. We can hardly ignore it, can we?
Yeah.
The Senate Judiciary Chairman, Lindsey Graham, is saying that the inquiry is invalid without the anonymous whistleblower testifying, which the Democrats have said they won't do. So where does that leave the inquiry from here?
Well, this is kind of the Republican strategy. And, there's kind of a saying in law, it's the you know, when the facts are on your side, you argue the facts. When the law is on your side, you argue the law. And when neither is on your side, you argue the process. And that's what Lindsey Graham is doing here. And that seems to be what the Republicans are going to be doing. They're going to say it doesn't matter what happened because the process has been flawed. The whistleblower isn't being heard from. The Republicans aren't being allowed to call their own witnesses. Donald Trump's not allowed to have a lawyer in the House impeachment. Everything that's been done to date has been secret. And so these are the types of arguments you're going to see. And what the Democrats are going to do, and it's going to start this week, and this is going to be, you know, almost a make or break week on impeachment, because they're going to bring out, you know, some of their strongest witnesses to show that the president committed impeachable offenses, right? They're going to have the, you know, career government officials. They're going to have, you know, they're going to have Bill Taylor, the former Ukraine ambassador, or actually the current Ukraine ambassador, who is going to talk about, you know, the fact that there was extortion and bribery going on between the White House and onto Ukraine. Then you're going to have, you know, State Department officials, and then you're going to have the former U.S. ambassador. And so these are going to be three very key witnesses. The Democrats are setting it up so that there's going to be questioning from the intelligence staff first, so you get the narrative out before you start going to the member questions. And if they can convince a great majority of the American public that this was impeachable, then it's going to become much more difficult for the Republicans to only argue process.
Stephen, thank you so much for taking the time this Monday morning. We've been speaking with Stephen Okun, founder and CEO of APEC Advisors. Take care, Stephen. Have a good week ahead.
You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.